puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Well, let's find out where Gordon Goldsboro takes us in this episode of Abandoned Manitoba. Gordon, of course, with the Manitoba Historical Society and our guide here on the Weekend Morning Show. Hi, welcome back.
Good morning, Terry.
Now, last week you mentioned we were going to see a mansion that has a, what did you call it, a dark history, mysterious history?
A tragic past.
Mm-hmm. What are you hinting at?
Well, listeners will recall that a few weeks ago we went to Emerson to visit a grave in the middle of a field, and there were suspicions that we aren't altogether certain about that the person buried there had committed suicide. Well, the place we're going today, in fact, does involve a suicide. There's no question involved at all. It's a mansion just located about 2 miles southeast of the town of Hamiota.
Okay. And what's this mansion about? What's it like?
It's a dramatic building. I know people who had told me about it said, you know, it's a 3-story building. It sits on the top of a hill. It has a commanding view for all directions. A large building. They said it had all kinds of features that were very uncommon for a building of its time. The building is about 103 years old. It was built in 1913. And considering that this was out in the middle of the country, it's odd that it has as many features as it does. They say it literally was a mansion at its time.
Why was it built?
Well, it was built by a local farmer by the name of Arthur Atkinson. Mr. Atkinson had come here from England, and he worked on farms. He, I guess, made quite a bit of money. When he got married, he built this home as a place for his family.
Now, you describe it as a mansion. Give us some more details so we can get a picture of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a sort of made of wood frame, but it's got these large concrete blocks for the walls of it. 3 stories. Well, they say 3 stories anyway. It looks to be a 2-story building to my eye, but I'm told that the upper level, the what we might call the attic, had been actually turned into usable space. I've heard stories about possibly a big billiards table up there and, you know, all kinds of recreational activities going on up in the attic. So maybe 3 stories. It had a dumbwaiter for transporting things all the way from the basement all the way up to the top floor. It was heated by coal. They had, in fact, a redundant sort of 2 furnaces to keep it heated. There was a cistern in the basement buried where they could have a supply of running water. It had an indoor toilet, which for that time was quite remarkable. It even was wired. I'm not sure whether it was wired for electricity locally, whether they had a generator or whether this was added on later, but certainly now you can see that it had been wired for electricity. You know, it's a big space. It's got, you know, big fireplaces, you know, a grand staircase. You know, it was really a grand building by all accounts.
And what kind of shape is it in now?
Oh, terrible. It's been thoroughly destroyed, the look of it. It looks like it's been a party place for people for years. In the middle of the kitchen, for example, there is a hole burned through the floor into the basement where somebody has had a bonfire. The lath and plaster is pretty much destroyed in everywhere throughout the building. There's, you can see right through walls. The shingles are gone off the roof, so there is therefore water coming through. It's really in dire shape. And what's, I guess, tragic especially is that when you see pictures of what it looked like in its heyday, it was a beautiful building. It was really quite attractive. It had a sort of a veranda wrapping around a couple of sides. It had a balcony on the outside. Really a beautiful building. To see it now in this condition is really quite heartbreaking.
You mentioned the word tragic. What's the tragic element of the story?
Well, we go back to Mr. Atkinson, and he apparently did very well farming for a number of years, but in the later years, he suffered some ill health, and I think this probably had a difficult impact on his ability to farm. So in the last few years, he apparently did not do well farming, and in fact, the newspaper accounts of the time say he was prone to fits of depression. Well, in the late stages, in 1924, to be bald about it, he took a shotgun and he committed suicide.
Oh, goodness.
Right on the property, just outside. He apparently had told the hired man that he was not going to go out into the fields that day. One of his children looked out the window and noticed that he was carrying this shotgun over to a shed, and they heard a shot, and he died instantaneously.
Do we know what led him to do that?
Well, I think it was apparently despondence over his the farm. He just wasn't doing well financially. Virtually all the newspaper accounts of the time say that he had money problems, and that was probably what motivated him.
And when was the house abandoned?
Well, actually, much, much later. Say this was in 1924 that Mr. Atkinson died. It was then operated by the family. In fact, there's a political connection. Some people may recall a fellow by the name of Norman Turnbull. Mr. Turnbull was a farmer, but he served in the legislature in Manitoba from 1936 to 1949. In fact, he was a cabinet minister in the governments of John Bracken and Stuart Garson. He actually was related to the Atkinson. He had married, in fact, an Atkinson. And so he farmed that property for a number of years. Then eventually the estate sold it to a fellow named Strachan. Mr. Strachan lived there for a while, and then he simply rented it out to a series of families. I'm told that the last occupant was in 1960, and those people have subsequently moved out. And so therefore, it sounds like it's been abandoned for at least 50 years, although I'm told that the last occupants still own the building and live nearby in Hamiota.
Okay. What's the best way to get to Hamiota?
Well, you'd probably go to Brandon and then north and a little bit west.
All right. Well, Gordon, thanks for this today. Sad story. Mm-hmm, sounds indeed. Like it was a magnificent place.
Oh, I mean, even today you look at it from a distance and you see the sort of the grandeur of this building. It really was an impressive house in its day, and you can just in your mind imagine just how dramatic it was. It's just a shame to see it in the condition that it is now.
Now, I understand next week we're not going to a specific place, but we're going inside the mind of Gordon Goldsboro. Is that right?
Oh, it's a dark, dark place.
But we're going to be pursuing how you actually find these places and how you do your research and how you come up with the stories. Right?
That's right. Yes, I thought we'd talk about that.
I can hardly wait. Thanks, Gordon. Okay. See you next week.
You're welcome, Terry.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.